Let's do one on Michael Oliver, 228-52. This is a 73-year-old gentleman, lives alone, has a son that sees about his affairs, takes him to the doctor, takes him shopping, and just basically takes care of him, period. Michael has had a history of coronary artery disease for some time. He has two stents in his heart. He's recently been having chest pain, shortness of breath, symptoms of angina, has been taking his nitroglycerin on a regular basis. He has decreased exercise tolerance. Also, slight pedal edema, but mainly symptoms of shortness of breath with activity, orthopnea, and PND, period. The paragraph patient recently had a cardiac catheterization done via right wrist, which showed generalized blockages, diffuse in order. The cardiologist told the patient that he could not find one area of the heart that he could stent, so he decided to do nothing. Patient has told him adamantly that he's not interested in coronary artery bypass graft, and he wants to be cared for at home. Patient also has a history of hypertension, chronic renal disease, decreased exercise tolerance, chest pain, angina, shortness of breath, pedal edema, COPD, and BPH. Surgery, he's had hand surgery and two stents in place. Vaccination, yes, his COVID and flu immunizations up to date. He does not have a nebulizer or oxygen to use. His oxygen saturation has been stable, he tells me. Allergy none, medication, Zoloft 50 milligram once a day, Xanax 0.5 milligram as needed. Nitroglycerin PRN. Then Flomax 0.4 once a day, lisinopril 20 milligram a day. Isradiol 30 milligram twice a day, nifedipine 60 milligram XL. Allergy none, social. Oh, also metoprolol 25 milligram BID, Zidia 10 milligram a day, Jardiance 10 milligram a day. Patient has social, has two children, has been a heavy smoker and drinker in the past. He still drinks for alcohol from time to time, but he's not smoking. Family history, mom died of multiple strokes, dad died of lung cancer, allergy none. On exam, he's alert, he's awake, he's O2, sats stable at 94%, on room air pulses 92. Patient short of breath, with activity and at rest. Also becomes dyspneic with conversational dyspnea. Blood pressure is 130 over 90. That's it. Assessment? No. Heart positive, some positive, two with an S3 Gallop. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows a trace edema. Assessment? Coronary artery disease number two. Patient has diffuse coronary artery disease. Not a candidate for stent. Not a candidate for coronary artery bypass graft. Patient wants to be cared for at home. He wants to continue to smoke. He wants to take his nitroglycerin. He would use oxygen if he was brought to him and a nebulizer treatment for the time it becomes his short of breath, period. In the paragraph, he also has orthopnea, PND, end stage heart disease, period. He does not have any cachexia. Suspect he may have had sleep apnea at one time with right-sided heart failure, period. He's also depressed about his heart situation, so he's taking Xanax and Zoloft, period. He takes nitroglycerin like he's going out of style with decreased exercise tolerance and shortness of breath. Under social, put down here is originally from Conroe. He used to be a police officer. He used to be an electrician. And he also was in the fire department. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Oh, and then other assessments. Other comorbidities include hypertension, partially controlled, and put subsequent heart attack, subsequent symptoms of angina and myocardial infarction in the past. Thank you.